This is The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. A new Alzheimer's drug is the first approved treatment to attack the disease process. Other medicines address the symptoms of dementia, not what actually causes it. Yet the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's approval is contentious. Some Alzheimer's experts say we don't have enough proof that the drug works. What questions do you have? Call 800-642-1234. Are you coping with dementia, or do you know someone who is? Is this a promising treatment, do you think? What do you want to know about it? 800-642-1234. Our guest is Dr. Art Walasek. He is the Vice Chair for Education and Faculty Development at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. Welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me back.
Dr. Walasek, what makes this drug so different than the other treatments we have for Alzheimer's?
Well, thank you. And thank you very much for covering this really important topic. I think what's been so exciting about this week is the heightened interest it's brought to thinking about dementia and Alzheimer's disease. There are about 6 million people in the U.S. who suffer from Alzheimer's disease, around 130,000 here in Wisconsin, and of course, many millions more around the world. So this is a hugely important topic. Alzheimer's disease is under-recognized, under-treated. So I've been very appreciative of the increased interest in this. But the news this week about aducanumab is that it appears to be a different way of addressing Alzheimer's disease. As you mentioned in the intro, our other FDA-approved treatments really kind of treat more of the downstream consequences of Alzheimer's disease, whereas if aducanumab works, it works kind of earlier on. It targets some of the underlying biology of Alzheimer's disease, and so potentially an important next step for us in taking care of people with Alzheimer's disease.
So how does aducanumab work then? What's in this new drug?
Yeah, so it gets to our current understanding of what Alzheimer's disease is. And just first off, there's the idea of dementia. Dementia just means some combination of losing memory plus changes in day-to-day function. And then there's, well, what causes the dementia? And Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of dementia. There are other causes, but Alzheimer's is the most prominent one. And then kind of what causes Alzheimer's. So there are proteins in our brain called amyloid. We all have amyloid. And for reasons that really aren't completely clear to us yet, amyloid starts to clump together into these things called amyloid plaques. So that's thought to be part of the whole Alzheimer's process. There's another protein called tau, and tau gets all tangled up, and that creates the other part of the Alzheimer's process. So aducanumab is an antibody. We heard about antibodies in the news earlier with the COVID vaccine. So similar idea. This is an antibody that clears out amyloid. So the studies of aducanumab seem to show that the drug was actually able to clear some of this amyloid out of the brains of people who had Alzheimer's disease, which is an exciting development.
So we might be able to stop the body from having these plaques that destroy brain cells and really degrade the mind.
It's possible. I mean, that's sort of where some of the kind of the controversy comes in. We don't know for sure that doing that will actually have an impact in terms of people's memory, their day-to-day functioning, their behavior, the impact on caregivers. These are unknowns yet, and that's why the FDA in this approval on Monday said that the company that makes aducanumab has to do some additional studies because we do need to know more about what's the actual real-world impact of aducanumab. We don't know the answer to that yet.
Dr. Art Walasek is a geriatric psychiatrist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're talking about news now that there's a new drug that's FDA-approved that can help work against Alzheimer's disease. We're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. What's been your experience with Alzheimer's or other kinds of dementia? What do you think this new Alzheimer's drug could do? How do you think, if it does work, it could change your experience? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Dr. Walasek, what about the contention around this drug? What did the study show that made the FDA say this is promising and we should approve it?
Well, it's a great question, and there's been a lot of contradictory interpretations of the studies. So there was an advisory group last fall that advised the FDA to not approve aducanumab. I think the main issue is that again, it looks like aducanumab helps clear amyloid, so remove amyloid, but we're not really 100% sure about the clinical impact. I think there's also the issue of cost. So the company that makes aducanumab announced it's going to cost about $56,000 per year just for the drug alone. And there's more to it than just the drug. So the way you actually get this drug is it is infused into your veins every 4 weeks for about a year and a half. And so it's not just the drug. You got to go someplace to a clinical setting, and there are staff there and cost associated with that. There's a side effect of this drug called ARIA, A-R-I-A, which is kind of a form of brain swelling, which in most people, it seems like it ends up not being a significant problem, but it's something that's got to get monitored. And so people need an MRI of the brain, a brain scan before they start, and then a couple of times over the course of the year and a half they're on it. So that's another cost. And then we don't really know yet, like, well, who exactly is this for? So it's not everybody with dementia. It's probably just for the subset of people who have Alzheimer's disease causing their dementia. But we don't know, like, well, early, late, when exactly in the course. And how do we measure amyloid? How do we know that people actually have a lot of amyloid that can get cleared out? The way it was done in the drug study was another imaging scan, something called amyloid PET, and that's expensive, and Medicare doesn't pay for it. So there's concern about the cost, which could be pretty astronomical altogether, and about some of the side effects of aducanumab.
Alyssa from Sparta is a palliative care social worker. She wants to know, when might be the ideal time to prescribe the drug to someone?
What a wonderful question. Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly the issue. So in the study, in the two studies that led to the FDA approval, they were looking at people who had a condition called MCI or mild cognitive impairment. That's kind of the step before dementia. And they were looking at people with mild dementia, so kind of early stages of dementia. But beyond that, we don't know. You know, if it's later than that, is it too late? Has too much damage already been done? If it's earlier than that, how do we detect? How do we find someone who's got high amyloid but doesn't have any symptoms yet? So these are some of the challenges with figuring out how to use aducanumab.
Alyssa, thank you so much for that question. As we talk about this new treatment for Alzheimer's that's been approved by the FDA, Dr. Walasek, you also mentioned the clinical experience and the results are not fully known. Did patients in the trial see improvement?
Yeah, so there was there were two studies that were included in this approval, and basically in one of the studies there didn't seem to be a change on the cognitive side, meaning things like memory and decision making and so on. And in the other study, there were some changes. There were some improvements compared to the group who did not get aducanumab. So again, kind of a mixed result, and so hard to really say for sure. And why? It is why we need more research. We need to study this drug more, but also just in general, we need to continue our research into treating Alzheimer's disease. I kind of think of this as this is the next chapter. By no means is aducanumab a cure for Alzheimer's disease, but it's a step forward. It's another chapter in our understanding of how this illness works and how we can best help it out. And so we need to do more. We need to do more research and figuring out what are other more effective treatments for Alzheimer's disease.
Dr. Art Walasek is talking with us. He's a geriatric psychiatrist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We're talking about the clash surrounding a new Alzheimer's infusion that promises to slow the progression of the disease, while some experts aren't convinced. We're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. What do you want to know about this new treatment or other treatments for Alzheimer's and dementia? Do you care for someone who deals with this? Help us understand your situation at 800-642-1234. This conversation continues. I'm Keely Boltina. You're listening to The Morning Show. It's got a price tag of about $56,000 a year for treatment. The new Alzheimer's drug is a once-a-month infusion. The medicine is supposed to slow the progression of dementia for people who have mild memory problems, but it's not without controversy, despite FDA approval. This is The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina. Our guest is Dr. Art Walasek of UW-Madison. He works in the Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health, and we want to hear from you. You can call 800-642-1234. What do you think about this new Alzheimer's drug? What questions do you have about it? Or what story are you willing to share about your experience and how new treatments for Alzheimer's might have changed what you had to endure? You can call now at 800-642-1234 or send it via email at ideas@wpr.org. Dr. Walasek, we talked some about the cost. You mentioned that some of the testing isn't covered by Medicaid, which is government insurance for very low-income people. Considering that cost and how new this drug is, are insurance companies willing to pay for it?
Well, so that's a wonderful question that gets into the practicalities of how do you actually get aducanumab to people. We don't know. So the next step, I think, is going to be that Medicare, which complements Medicaid. Medicare is the federal program for people over 65 and for people with other disabilities. Medicare will have to decide, are they going to pay for this? Maybe they'll limit it to certain populations. We don't know. We're speculating at this point. And then insurers often kind of follow suit based on what Medicare says. So stay tuned. We'll know more in the coming months about is anyone going to be paying for this, or will this end up being an out-of-pocket expense?
If people come to you with questions about this, how do you respond to them? Because I just feel like anyone who has experienced someone they know with Alzheimer's and watching that decline might be really hopeful, really encouraged by this opportunity, and yet we don't know that much about it.
It's such a terrific point. And I would say Alzheimer's disease and dementia it's so much more than just amyloid and plaques and tangles and all the other stuff. These are people who are suffering. They're suffering from memory loss, from changes in behavior. Their family members are often suffering, you know, watching their loved one go through this. Communities are affected. So really, there are a lot of different approaches that we have. We can support people with dementia. We can support their family members. There are respite programs, adult day programs, caregiver support groups. You know, there are lots and lots of other ways that we can help people out with dementia, not to mention continued participation in research to find other treatments as well. So I would view this week's announcement as hope that there might be a different path forward, and also a recognition that we do have lots of different ways to support people with dementia as well. So I hope this will lead people who are having memory problems or seeing their family members having memory problems, go talk to their doctor, get it checked out, figure out what's going on. There could be lots of other causes of their memory loss, like the medications they're taking or other medical conditions. So go get it checked out.
Let's talk about FDA approval. Tim from Madison called and says, just because the FDA approves something doesn't mean it's good to use. Matt from Wausau also wrote in and said, I mean, watch TV. It's constant ads for medicines that you should ask your doctor about. Like everything else in the U.S. healthcare system, Matt says, follow the money, not the results. So, Dr. Walasek, are there reasons that we should not trust the FDA in this?
Well, the FDA is it's the agency that we trust with helping figure out if a medication is safe and effective or not. Aducanumab was approved under a special accelerated pathway that is meant to get drugs to people faster if it seems like it's promising. So without the full usual evidence that we typically have for approval, this is a bit of a different mechanism. It's been used, as I understand it, with some cancer drugs as well. So it's a balancing act. You know, you want to make sure that medications people are getting are safe and effective. And at the same time, we want to get promising treatments to people because they are suffering. So that's the tricky balancing act that the FDA has.
We're talking with Dr. Art Walasek, who's a geriatric psychiatrist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We're talking about the new drug approved by the FDA to help treat Alzheimer's disease and some controversy that surrounds it despite FDA approval. And Dr. Walasek, how significant is the development of this drug when it comes to Alzheimer's research? I mean, this is what you do.
Yeah. So, first of all, a huge thank you to the thousands, if not millions of people worldwide who have participated already in Alzheimer's disease research. My colleagues at the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center and the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute are very actively involved in research of all sorts to help people with Alzheimer's disease. And so we will certainly need more of that. I think one other issue that we're sort of very actively interested in is, Alzheimer's disease affects a very diverse population of people. And we know that that persons of color, that Black people, Latinx people, Native American people all have markedly higher rates of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And so we have to be thinking quite a bit about how do we help communities of color as well, and the sort of the additional burden of dementia in those populations. And so that's another research focus on making sure that everyone with Alzheimer's disease is getting the care that they need.
Do you think that the announcement of this drug or the development of this drug could affect research on treating Alzheimer's or into new therapies?
That is such a great question. I mean, my hope would be that this would spur further interest and that more people will want to get engaged in research. The fear is, oh, well, hold on. There's a drug for Alzheimer's disease. I'm going to go do that instead of participating in research. So I hope it's not the latter. I hope that this will spur people on to say, hey, look, there is some hope here. There are some new ways of approaching this disease. Let's go do some more research. Let's try to figure out what are other approaches that might be helpful.
Instead of assuming that one drug is going to be a cure, remind us again what we need to do at any stage of our life to try to lessen our risk of dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia later on.
Thank you so much for asking. I mean, I think one way to think about Alzheimer's is it's a disease that really progresses over many years. And there are things that we can do earlier on in life that hopefully reduce some of that risk. And some of them are basic things that we recommend for most every condition, which is make sure to get good regular exercise, get that heart rate up on a regular basis. A healthy diet. So as best as we can tell, the closer you get to a Mediterranean style diet, the better for heart health, for brain health, and perhaps for reducing risk of dementia. Avoiding things like alcohol and other drugs, not using those to excess, since those can be a problem. Addressing other medical conditions. So things like high blood pressure and diabetes, depression, addressing all those things can be helpful. And I would add, in this time of a pandemic, something that's been really challenging is staying active, especially socially active and engaged. So those social networks can be really helpful in engaging our brains and keeping us stimulated and mentally active, and hopefully reducing our risk of developing dementia.
Dr. Walasek, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for covering this really important topic. And I hope that folks who have memory loss or are concerned about a loved one with memory loss, go talk to their doctor about it.
Thank you for that. Dr. Art Walasek is Vice Chair for Education and Faculty Development at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. And he helped us understand what we know and the questions that we still need to answer about a new drug approved to treat Alzheimer's disease. The FDA approved it, and yet some experts say research hasn't proven that it actually works. Up next is news and a story of our Wisconsin life. Then we have the superintendent of Green Bay Public Schools on to talk with us about the school year that was and what lies ahead. We're taking your calls, your experiences at 800-642-1234. You can also share what it was like for you by emailing ideas@WPR.org. That conversation is ahead. I'm Keeley Boltina. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.